Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Welcome, welcome back to Her Wellness Reset, episode number 73. So let's have another moment of clarity and transformation, shall we? Today, we're going to dive into the art of some goal setting, but put a little spin on it. We're going to make this a little bit different because it's not going to be the kind of goal setting that leaves you stressed out and disconnected, but the kind that lights you up from the inside out. And we're going to frame it through three powerful lenses, okay? I got this from Mindvalley, I believe from the CEO of Mindvalley. He's the one that taught this, to do goal setting in three different lenses, through experiences that you want, contribution, and growth. Because in the end, it's not necessarily the thing that we want, the physical thing. It's more of the feeling that we want to experience from that. And I'll dive deeper into what I mean here in a few minutes. Most people think that goals are about checking boxes. And I'm someone who loves to do a good checklist. Check, check, check. But let's shift that. Goals start with experience. Ask yourself, what life do you want to feel? What moments do you want to immerse yourself in? For example, instead of the typical way and typical thinking of, I want to make 100K this year, reframe it more as the feeling behind it. I want the freedom and joy to travel, create, and wake up more inspired each day instead of in stress mode, instead of in survival mode. That's the experience-driven goal setting. Feeling your goals before they materialize is the point. Instead of focusing on just that thing, you want to focus on the feeling because that is what amplifies it. This is the key. If I could just say one thing about goal setting, this would be the thing: to focus more on the feeling that you want to experience and start feeling that now so that the thing you want can materialize even quicker, by the way. So next stop would be contribution. True fulfillment comes when your goals ripple out into the lives of others. So I want you to ask, how will what I do elevate someone else? And for moms, this can be profoundly transformative because contribution isn't only about your career or public impact. It's also about the legacy that you're building within your home. So ask yourself, how can my goals serve my family? How can they create a home filled with love, presence, and growth? Ooh, that is so juicy. If you just go ahead and write that one down in your notes or just grab onto this question, because I think that this one will be such a huge impact in your life if you're a mom especially. Okay, so I'm going to read it one more time. How can your goals serve your family? How can they help you create a home that's filled with love, presence, and growth? Now, maybe your goal is to have more quality time with your children as a contribution. Not just being physically present, but being fully engaged in their life. There's a difference there in just being physically there, but you're mentally checked out, as opposed to being fully engaged in a conversation with them. Or perhaps it's to cultivate more of emotional balance within your home, especially if you have some teen girls in particular. You know, how can you create, help cultivate some emotional balance that's healthy within your home? And so that you can model that, so that you can model resilience and mindfulness for them to help them start to recognize how to do that on their own. Contribution-focused goals honor the little everyday moments. I used to call these meaningful mom moments. I love that so much. Cooking meals together, any bedtime rituals, conversations at the table, conversations in the car. These aren't small. Think of them like little threads that weave into a meaningful life for your family. They all add up into something magnificent and beautiful. And remember, contribution doesn't mean self-sacrifice. Let me say that again. Contribution does not mean self-sacrifice. Because when you align your personal goals with your family's well-being, you elevate your joy and expand your joy while enriching theirs. You see, every intentional act that you take contributes not only to your family's happiness, but to your overall evolution as a partner, as a mother, and as a human being. It's not about ego. It's about impact. It's about the impact. A goal could be simple as, I will create a morning routine where I connect with my goals, with myself, with God, before the day begins. Or I'll dedicate one night a week to unplug and be fully present with my family. All right, let's jump to the third one. I went into that one kind of deep. The third one would be growth. Every goal should stretch you beyond your comfort zone. I always like to say stretch you, but not completely stress you out. Expand your awareness and refine your character. That's what growth does. That's what every goal should be doing. Expanding your awareness and refining your character. The question you want to ask for this one is, how will this goal expand your mind, heart, and soul? If your goals don't make you a little bit uncomfortable, they might be too small. Growth-centered goals transform you as much as what you achieve. Growth-centered goals will transform who you are as much as what you achieve. And I'll say that you want to add in some sort of learning for this growth portion, and it can be whatever type of learning that you're interested in. But you want to keep your brain involved and always growing. And it doesn't have to be this crazy, grandiose gesture, but what kind of learning and growth are you wanting to focus on for 2026? Now, let's talk about what goal setting is not. This is a gentle but critical reminder that goal setting is not about pressure or perfection or comparison. It's not a freaking to-do list for this life. It's not about validating yourself to the world. It's all about clarity and alignment and conscious creation. Think of it more as a compass, not a cage. I think that's the problem that a lot of women are facing. Are these goals feel exciting in the moment, but then they also kind of hold you hostage. They kind of keep you in this cage, and you more think of it like dreading this goal that you set. And then you feel like shit when you don't reach that big grandiose goal that you set for yourself. So let's think more in clarity, alignment, and conscious creation. And think of these more as stepping stones, more as a compass, more as a redirect for what is coming together for your life. And I kind of see it as like a bunch of little dots everywhere, and you're trying to connect the dots, and then finally they start to form into this beautiful picture. Or, you know, like color by numbers, I just randomly thought of that, where you put in certain colors with the numbers and you don't know exactly how it's going to end up unless you've looked at that picture beforehand. But by the time you're done, you're like, oh shit, it's beautiful. Oh, I made something. Think of it like that. This is a compass for filling in the pieces as you go. And in the end, it's going to be this beautiful picture. And the fun part is, it's never done. It's never complete. It's always evolving and growing with you. That's the point. So today, when you set your next goal in each one of these categories with experiences, contribution, and growth, ask yourself, what experience do you want to feel? How do you want to contribute? How are you going to grow in 2026? When your goals are filtered through these lenses, magic happens, period. You don't just achieve, you become. So stay radiant, stay aligned, and remember, your life is honestly the ultimate masterpiece in the making that's ever evolving and ever growing. And it's a beautiful and chaotic picture. Goal setting does not have to feel stressful. It should feel fun and exciting and help you evolve next year. One step brighter, like you're starting to shine. You want to shine more for yourself. You want that unmistakable glow about you. And it's right there. That's all I have for you this week. I will talk to you next week. I think just one more podcast before I officially announce the new name of Her Wellness Reset. I'm so excited. I want to say it right now, but I won't. So hang in there, and I'll let you know in the next couple weeks, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.